Yeah, I gotta get a husband. It's time. And it's really more about, like, just wanting to be with someone when the inevitable apocalypse befalls us. I just want one guy to fucking care about me. I want to be number one on a guy's list for him to be like, I gotta get to Nikki! You know, like, I want that.
Older men who are dating younger women are looking for an escape.
From a young age, we are told women like older men too. So what does that say about the younger women? How is it our fault if they like us and we like them back?
Why are older women who did not want to marry while young, fertile, and attractive, who can't respect men, who prioritize spending money on crap they don't need, who prioritize their education and their careers, always so completely shocked and surprised when they eventually end up old, childless, alone, in debt, with a PhD and a job they don't particularly want to do anymore?
Obviously, he dates young, hot women, and typically, once they turn age 25, he cuts them off.
When you're dating a 20-year-old and you're in your 40s, they don't have anything to base this back. They have no experience, the experience teacher of life.
Older men date significantly younger women because women their own age don't want them.
I am 54. I don't really want to date a 27-year-old or a 31-year-old. Just endless male privilege.
And here we are, 48 hours past the date, and I have not heard a word, even though I have reached out.
Younger woman, please stop dating these old ass dudes.
Can't hide it. There are tears of frustration this week.
She's damaged. All because a 40-year-old wants to be living his best life.
Any guy who goes after a girl significantly younger than them is severely lacking.
Yep, that's right. Wherever there is a happy 40-year-old man just enjoying his life.
It's so common to hear women say, I've got a great career, my own home, and make good money. That doesn't ever benefit a man in the slightest. Your career keeps you busy, your home is yours, not ours, nor ever will be. And your money will never benefit us in any way, shape, or form.
This is why older women are so mad.
Why?
Because they were told that men should value their education, their income, and all this other stuff, and it ain't what men value. It's not what men want.
The fact of the matter is that most older women are set in their ways, and typically are pains in the backside. No one wants to deal with that except other women who think and act the same way. They believe their value is greater than what it really is. I mean, didn't we just see a woman record her sending a Cheesecake Factory woman because she is so above that? Yet she was. In fact, the guy who was trying to date her said he found her standing alone at a bar, and no one was approaching her. That's a massive red flag right there. Creepy and cringe. That's what older women are now becoming, and their desperation shows.
Have you ever heard of a woman being called creepy before?
You know, actually, that's an interesting question because
it is, isn't
I
it?
Don't. No. No, I don't even have.
Having sex with her 15-year-old student and sending nude pictures and texting "I love you" to the boy.
Literally a. On stage by this woman.
I feel violated right now.
I did grab his butt. I'm single. But I think that's cougar.
Hey. I want the little young boys.
This photo, is currently going extremely viral. Him and his daddy can run a train on me. Call me R. Kelly, honey. Ooh, his ass can get it. Little air gon' get it.
This right here is a prime example of why a lot of issues cannot be resolved between men and women.
Let me tell you something. Uh-huh. What I would do to you with your blue ass.
Suck on the bottom lip.
Imagine if a male, a father...
His son's friends comes round and does this in the garden.
Imagine if a father put that on social media. The hate he would get for saying about his daughter having hot friends. But it's okay for women to do it.
The desperation and creepy cringe is clearly evident in older women. We live in an age of peak narcissism. When the attention and validation stop as females age, a whole lot of older women who are single are going to face the reality of the wall. We even see signs of desperation with females as young as 25 getting Botox due to fears of aging.
sacrifice their own children. All in attempt for a viral video.
Everything she's doing, nobody wants to take accountability for it. It's okay because she's a woman.
38-year-old Tracy Vanderholt, victim is a 16-year-old boy.
Tatum Hatchell, Jessica Lawson.
Substitute teacher is accused of raping one of her 11-year-old students.
A teacher in Connecticut.
With a minor.
This is lasting damage.
In the past, women were not arrested. It may very well be that this has been going on for a much longer period of time.
Prosecutors say she assaulted as many as 21 children.
Women do the same thing, if not worse.
Women do whatever they want because the courts allow them. The courts are run by mainly women, and they do all the paperwork. The same is true for CPS, child support, and welfare. It's primarily women who work in these offices. Women got into the workforce, and men started getting the administrative shaft. It's sad that it took men this long to wake up. Our society is messed up because our women don't know their role. They know a man's role but don't know their own.
Are women more valuable than men?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because we're better.
Because they can give birth to children and we can't.
Because we give birth. And without women, you wouldn't be able to have kids. I mean, without men, you wouldn't be able to have kids, technically. But, like, who's going to raise them, you know?
So if a woman can't have kids, does that mean she's less valuable?
No.
No.
So what makes women more valuable, even if they can't have kids?
Because we're awesome, understanding, better communicators. I feel like we think logically, you know?
They're nicer to look at in the end. I'll say that.
That fact that women in America automatically get the right to vote at 18, whereas I as a man had to sign up for selective service under threat of felony charges for not doing so, thereby stripping me of my right to vote, should tell you who is more politically privileged in the U.S. I had to purchase my right to vote by signing away my right to life and liberty. They gifted it for free.
I do not accept a coffee or a walk as a possible date option, and neither should you. First of all, I'm not a dog that needs to be walked. Second, I have an espresso machine at home, works fabulous.
I started the egg freezing process. I did some preliminary tests, which showed that my egg count is really low. The doctors did tell me that might affect my fertility. My eggs are high quality, but there's just not a lot of them. It's just so sad.
This is what happens when you effectively shamed and criticized an entire society of men for shaming and criticizing the erroneously abhorrent behavior of women, and effectively changed the definition of shaming, aka constructive criticism, and called it victim blaming.
Anybody else get grossed out when older men, like I'm 45, older men my age and older say that they will never date an old woman, considering me old. That's what they say, oh, you're old. One guy I asked that, like, you know, if you are with somebody, they're gonna eventually age. They're going to get older. By the grace of God, hopefully they will get older. This man told me he was 50 years old and he does not mess around with anybody older than 20. And he says by the time that person would turn his age, he'd be dead. I need you to listen to men when they say that they don't want anybody older. They will go for your kids. It's gross. Pay attention to men that hate older women.
She's delusional. Just because a lot of men don't like older women doesn't mean they want much younger women. The older the woman, the wiser she's supposed to be, however. Many older women over 40 years old are complete drama factories manufacturing issues that cause despair and grief in relationships.
How old are you?
43.
Have you ever been married before?
Yes, I was married.
How long?
10 years.
When did you get divorced?
8 years ago.
So how do you approach dating now?
The dating games have changed completely.
That's right. All we have for you is bubblegum, and we are fresh out of bubblegum.
Most of the time I love being single. I am very comfortable being single. But tonight I hung out with friends and I had a great time. And then I was driving home and I started feeling this like wave of depression and anxiety. And I wasn't really sure what it was related to or where it was stemming from. And then I got home and I felt like just so sad and lonely. And I walked into my empty apartment and I thought, God, I wish that I had someone who could just hold me right now. Like, I wish that I had someone who could just take care of me, because I have to take care of myself every single day and it's fucking exhausting. And I just want someone to take care of me every now and then.
Guys, I'm going to be straight with you about this. And I wish I had someone to tell me these things when I was growing up. Please don't waste the prime years of your life pursuing women and wasting your time, energy, and resources. If you're in your early 20s or your early 30s, you need to do everything you possibly can to build yourself up financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, and socially.
The age gap, though, depends on the age of the man. So we can document this. So in my studies, what we found is that men preferred women who were about 3 to 4 years younger than they were on average. And I'll qualify this in a second. Women preferred guys who were about 3.5 to 4.5 years older than they were. So there was a sex difference going in the opposite direction.
Science says the women in your age bracket are not appropriate for you. Human nature says that too. Society says that as well. Just look around. You'll never truly blend in with them. If you're 30 and you're looking at girls between the ages of 30 and 35, you're using the wrong approach.
Trauma, we want someone with less trauma, so let's go for someone as young as possible. A healthy, emotionally stable 22-year-old is not usually physically attracted to a 45-year-old or even a 40-year-old. A 22-year-old tends to see a 35-year-old as an old man, yeah? But when she starts to blur the line with older men and sexuality, it suggests that there is some childhood trauma potentially regarding her father. Because the reality is, if you had a stable father figure in your home, you wouldn't be able to sexualize a man that looks around the same age as your father. Men who have good relationships with their children as well can't sexualize that kind of woman because they've got women, they've got children that age, and they know how stupid their children are, and they know how naive their daughters are, and they know how much they would hate it if somebody their age was dating their daughter. So they have a healthy perception of reality. So if that 22-year-old is even...
So, when I say that a guy in his early 30s shouldn't be seeking to date or attract a woman of the same age, because the guy has just started to become financially stable. He has just reached his prime. He is just starting to build his empire. And any wrong move in the dating department can cost him his future. Thanks for watching Man Reacts. Show us your love and support by liking this video, sharing it with your friends, and subscribing to the channel. Support us and help us spread support for men around the world. Do comment and share your thoughts. We're always up for a healthy debate and discussion.